Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 106 and verses 1 to 5. Solemn praise. Now, why have I picked on those two words? Why solemn? Praise, yes, the Psalms, but why solemn? Because this psalm is very heavy on the sin of Israel. And the psalmist is penning this work so that Israel can sing about it and remind itself of how it's gone away from the covenant, how it's been rebellious against God, how it's turned aside from God's word, and by going to paganism and idols and such like, has so adulterated the covenant that they're rebellious against God and he will bring them into judgment. It's a preface, these five verses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A preface to a long confession of Israel's sin. But it opens with praise and desire and thanks toward God. For his God is good and his love and his mercy endures. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. His love endures forever. Of course, this is in stark contrast to the Israelites. God is good. His love endures. Israel has been faithless toward God. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Then the tone begins to move towards the psalm that is to come. Blessed are they who maintain justice. There's a note. Who constantly do what is right. There's another sound. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. But the psalmist knows that though God's glorious acts are beyond praise, God has been merciful to Israel over the centuries, and he brings thanks and obedience to God. He wants to serve him. He knows that it's an obedient life that God wants. But he knows that Israel's in need. And his personal desire is that he might share in the blessing of God. Why is Israel in trouble? As I say, he's leading up to this powerful, solemn confession. Why is Israel in trouble? Why? Is it God? Has he gone away from his people? No. Is it God has failed? No. Is God's word failed? No. It's Israel. It's Israel. It's Israel. Israel has played fast and loose with the covenant. Israel has broken the law. Israel has adulterated the covenant. All this will be confessed. And this is the way the psalmist sets it before Israel by this song, reminding Israel, calling Israel back to repentance and reformation. What about today? What about today? Is there a word here for us, brother, sister? Do the churches need to look at things like this? Do we need to think about our ways? Do we need to confess our sins? Are we in danger of adulterating the covenant, the new covenant? Are we mixing up law and grace? Are we going to the pagan world to find its ideas? I know the answer to these things. Is God pleased with this? Or is he angry with it? Does he command us to be separate and to maintain the covenant? Should we confess our sins, brother? I know the answer to these things. Where does the psalmist look? Does he look to Israel to work its own way out? Does he look to pagans to help? No. He looks to God. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. Favor us again, Lord. Will you not revive us again, that we may rejoice in you? But bring us to our senses, Lord. Awaken us. As the prodigal in that pigsty was awakened, came to himself, came to his senses, may we be awakened. May we come to our senses. I believe this is a very relevant word to us. A solemn preface to this praise. It is praise, but we must prepare ourselves. We have sinned, even as our fathers did, and so on. May God bless us as we look into this. I believe, I'm convinced, that this is very significant and relevant for us today. Oh, that God would teach us and bring us by His Spirit to feel this.